good. Mitzvah Shem, we start with the bracha today, as always. Amen. Okay. Zvachim Perek Vav Mishnah Beis says the Heilige Mishnah. Everyone's got it? Whether inside or outside or upside down. Chatas Ha'of. Okay, so now we're talking. Yesterday we started going through the Kodshei Kodshim. So now we come to the Chatzov. It's a very interesting kind of korban. On the one hand, it's a korban chatos, but it's not a zevach in the typical sense, or it's not a larger animal. Rather, it is right. It's the bird. So Haisanasi saw Karen Dromis Ma'aravis. So that was actually prepared and brought on the southwest corner. Right? Why? This is talking about the Minchas Chote. This is talking about the Mincha, which sometimes in certain cases that a sinner can bring. This is, I believe, the korban of Yored, right? This is the three-tier korban. If you have enough money, you bring an animal korban, right? Bring a zebach, rather, right? So you bring a full, flat, a larger animal. If you have a medium amount of money, you bring the chatas ha'of. And then if you have the lowest amount of money, you can bring korban mincha. So in this case, it was brought on the keren, the southwest corner of the mizeh. However, it could, it was kasher to perform the malika anywhere. What's malika?
Blood.
What's Malika? Right, Malika, yes, is where the Malika is one of the most expert avodos in the Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says in order to perform properly, right, the Kohanim had to grow long thumb fingers and they had to engage in tremendous expertise. It's called a tremendous amount of practice. Not just anyone can perform the Malika, right? It's actually fascinating. And that could be performed anyway, anywhere. Ela shezeh ha'yamakom, which is a kind of a funny thing. Right? Meaning what? So the way that the Mepharshim explained, based on the Gemara, is that this was the makom for the Zrikas Hadam. So what you would do is, it was very tricky, right, to do it right. So what you do is you would take your thumb, you would insert it into the nape of the animal, nape, okay, back of the neck, okay, and then, right, you would literally, like, just squeeze out, right, bring your tefillin home, swings out the blood on the mizbeach. I'm not sure it's any more. I'm not sure it's any more violent than regular shechita.
I mean, we know it's not.
We know it's not. What? Okay, fine. And if you want to know more, you can check my 11th, 12th grade Gemara Shir WhatsApp because over the course of the summer, Eitan. It was Eitan.
Aaron?
No, it wasn't Eitan. It was someone else. Who was it? It was Manny engaged in Shechita, and it might have been posted to our Shir WhatsApp, Halach Lamaisa. What? Okay, fine. From Camp Yagilu. Okay, in any case, so there's Zmakom for Zurika Sadam. The southwest corner of the Mizbeach had three functions on the lower part of it, in other words, below the Sovev, the circle that went around, the line that went around, and three above, Milamata, down low, Chata Sa'of. Number one, the sprinkling of the blood, or the pouring of the blood, or throwing the blood of the chasaof ha-gashos, which is where they would do hagasha. Certain korbanos require, especially minachos, required hagasha, which meant you brought it close to the mizbeach, right? And then often you do tsnufa, you do waving after that. In many cases, ushiyare hadam. And also, we already pointed out that earlier that the extra blood, the leftover blood after the zrika, was poured out at the southern base of the mizbeach, milamala, and the upper part of that section. Nisoch HaMayim, that's where water was poured on, the water libations, on what holiday? The holiday of Booths, that is correct. Yes, the holiday of Sukkot, also known as, okay, which is also connected to Hodah, to Nyan Dioma. But that was the southern part of the Mizbeach, Vahayayin, and also Nisach Hayayin, the Ola Sa'of, Kishihi Rabbah, Bamizrach, right? The Ola Sa'of, when it was very large, then it was brought in the Mizbeach. More to say about that. But that is indeed our daily dose. Everyone have a wonderful day. And we'll give everyone chizuk. Everyone should be Koveh Itim La Torah, not just when we have our own Kivyas Itim La Torah, but over the course of the coming days. Emirza Hashem, everyone have a fantastic day.